You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Can you believe it? We're in the middle of Hanukkah. Christmas is this weekend. New Year's Day, of course, is just around the corner. And so is the annual Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena.
Spartan marching band makes its entrance.
Traditionally, local cities have built floats to advertise themselves, proudly showing themselves off.
The people of the city of Downey, California, built and decorated this next float, Bert.
Using mainly volunteer efforts. But now most floats are built by professionals at a cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Most floats, but not all of them.
The Pasadena Rose Float Association only has six rose float entries that are self-built. Downey, the city of Downey being one of them.
That's Downey's mayor, Claudia Fermetta.
That is our pride and joy. It is really a gem.
This year, Downey's rose float builders found themselves short of cash because of the pandemic, putting their legacy in danger. Well, KCRW's Rebecca Ludman's been following the progress of Downey's float and brings us this report.
A self-built float is one that is not professionally built, and they don't allow new ones into the parade. Downey's was grandfathered in. Here's Kelly Roberts, the construction chairman.
If there's a year that Downey does not get a float in the parade, from my understanding, we will not be back in the parade again.
So, before anybody attaches any roses to a steel frame to roll down Colorado Boulevard, people in Downey have spent months working to raise the money to build the float. Roberts tells me this float would have cost about $375,000 if they had outsourced it to the pros. Instead?
Probably going to be right around $65,000, $70,000 when it's all said and done with the construction cost and all the decorating materials.
$70,000 is still a lot for a community organization. And up until this year, they raised the money with no city help. This year, the city kicked in half. The rest is a community effort. Back in October, Downey raised at least $6,000 with a local tradition.
I'd like to welcome you all to this evening's 2023 Miss Downey pageant.
The Downey Rose Float Association held their 66th annual Miss Downey Beauty Pageant for the first time since 2020. About two dozen girls and young women compete for the titles of Little Miss Downey, Junior Miss Downey, Miss Teen Downey, and Miss Downey.
Our contestants are moving back out onto the stage.
They introduce themselves to a crowd of adoring family members. They strut the stage in first day of school outfits, and they sparkle in evening gowns. And after about 4 hours, the judges have picked their winners.
Your new 2023 Miss Downey is contestant number 5, Sarah.
High school senior Sarah Seraphim wins a scholarship and the opportunity to ride on top of Downey's float in the Rose Parade. Julie Ledesma, the vice president of the Downey Rose Float Association, says she was honored when she won Miss Downey 5 years ago. But the parade experience was hard.
I was at the very top, like probably 15 feet off the floor, and all that's holding me up there is a seatbelt. And I'm standing the whole time, and I'm in a dress, and I was freezing and like could not feel my feet by the end of it.
The beauty pageant is their second largest fundraising event. Downey's Rose Float Association also brought in about $55,000 from a community-run fireworks stand that opened before July 4th. Together, those fundraisers got the Downey Rose Float back on its wheels. That just leaves the biggest mountain to climb, actually building this thing. This year, the float's theme is Be Inspired, like the insect. It will feature a huge honeycomb, animatronic bees, and of course, lots and lots of roses. Kelly Roberts has been involved in building the city of Downey's float submission for 43 years.
Maybe I've been here too long.
And it all started when?
I snuck out of my parents' house when I was like 9 and jumped a fence and met my friends in the next block over and came down to decorate a rose parade float.
For the past 6 months, after his day job as a safety engineer, Roberts heads over to the barn where they build the float. There's music playing and sparks flying everywhere from cutting the steel and welding. 3 weeks ago, the community got a sneak peek of the float.
Today we're at the Downey Holiday Christmas Parade.
A steel and foam skeleton of the float, painted green, rolls slowly down the street. The Miss Downey princesses stand on it waving, showing off to Downey residents the float that will represent them in a few weeks in Pasadena. Roberts is busy.
We're just running the mechanics on the inside of the float, the drive engine, checking temperatures, pressures, voltages, how it steers, how it brakes, how it accelerates.
As the float reaches the end of the parade, the princesses hop off and it rolls back to the barn to get ready for 45 million Rose Parade viewers. Construction has to be done by December 26. It's their top priority, even with the holidays. Robert says he'll be working on the float on Christmas Day to get it done in time for volunteers to attach $30,000 worth of flowers. Downey Mayor Claudia Frometta says when she sees her city's float, built not by professionals, but by her city's residents.
I can't describe the feeling. It really is a feeling of this is ours, right? This is our community. And it's an opportunity to come together and be able to interact with people that have the same love and passion and dedication for the city of Downey. And they want to do this beautiful float that represents the community they've called home since they were kids. And so that's really, really special.
Be Inspired will roll down Colorado Boulevard on January 2nd, along with the other five self-built floats that still remain in the parade. For KCRW, I'm Rebecca Ludman.
Coming up, it's been dubbed the Mansion Tax. It's set to add hundreds of millions of dollars every year toward homeless and affordable housing. But will it dissuade people from selling their expensive homes to developers? And can there be changes made to what was approved by voters just last month? That's ahead after this short break.